We are looking at a short word titled Keep Your Tongue Away from Evil. Keep your tongue away from evil. I'm gonna speak as soft and as calmly as I can through this teaching. I'm going to be drawing the strength of this teaching from 1 John chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. And it reads, the Bible declares, Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing unto his sight. Keep your tongue from evil. Keep your tongue from evil. Have you heard of a story of three women who decided to confess their weaknesses to each other? And the story says that the first woman confessed to drinking alcohol too much. And the second woman, we are told that she confessed to admiring or being jealous, rather, of her friend's good looks. And the third woman, when it was her turn to confess her weakness, she said nothing. So the other two women pressed her and asked, say, but we have given our weaknesses, we have confessed our weaknesses. Why are you not? Come on, tell us, what is your weakness? And the third woman finally answered, My weakness is gossip. And it's for this reason that I cannot wait to get out of here and talk about the two of you and the things that you have confessed. Now, it is important to know that the Bible has strong words when it comes to the subject of gossip. One of the words comes from Proverbs 13, verse 3, and it says, He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. I can pick out another scripture from James chapter 1, verse 26. It says, If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. One Peter chapter 3, verse 10 says, Whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil. Dear brethren, gossip is like mud thrown against the wall. Yes, mud might not stick on the wall, but be rest assured that it leaves a dent mark And know that that debt mark can last a lifetime. So before you and I take aim at speaking against somebody, another person, another individual, a family member, a friend, a work colleague, a church member, we really need to check our tongue. We need to put ourselves in check, where one asks themselves, how much damage could I inflict on this person that I'm about to speak these things of? Or how will I feel about it afterwards? Or how will I feel if the same gossip was spoken over my life? In the years that I've been in ministry, there are so many times that I've been injured by people who speak ill about me. People who speak things that are non-existent. So I know how it feels when there's gossip spoken over you. Even worse when it's gossip that is non-existent. If a brother or a sister has got a weakness and it is existent, take them to the side and speak to them privately. If you love them that much and they are not changing, invite a third party and go talk about it, the Bible says. It's only when that has happened once and twice they have not listened, can you rebuke them in public? I'm reminded of a scripture from Proverbs 18:21, which says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits. We will reap the harvest we sow, whether good or bad. So may we keep our tongues away from evil. May we use our tongue to speak life in our lives, to speak life in other people's lives, and not speaking death over yourself or other people's lives. This is God's wisdom. Alexander M. C. Kechileshe. Shalom.